Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
What's going on, everybody? Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hopefully everyone had an absolutely amazing weekend. Got a great show lined up for you. If you want to call in, I got the Google Voice open, ready to go. I like to engage with the people that are listening to the show. You can easily do that. 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. On today's show, I got some, you know, it is hard to find just stories that make you feel good with the times that we're living in. And I know when I list these stories, it's going to be like, oh, Tuttle, you're kind of bumming us out and everything. I mean, I might be. See, that camera gets out of focus. I feel like I'm out of focus. How is the audio? Can anybody give me a little bit of, not feedback? Feedback's bad when it comes out. Here, I'll listen. Oh, it sounds good. It does sound good. All right, so these are some of the stories I want to talk about. Very, very sad story. And I got an interesting take on this one. 2-year-old infant kills his own father with a gun. Now, keep in mind, both of the parents are felons. They should not be owning guns. That's a really, really sad one. I got an update. I don't know if you guys remember the story about the district attorney that was wanting to remove the vocal cords out of a dog that was a sound nuisance. Yeah, he got fired. This is another one. Just another long line of just dumb criminals. The rapping bank robber, he rapped about robbing banks. And then the coup d'etat, the cherry on the top, a mother and a grandmother gets charged for negligent homicide because their kid died because of lice. So I got a lot of that stuff to talk about. Here, let me go through this. What up, Atomic Citizen? Atomic Citizen is checking in. Daddy Tuds, great timing on my part. How you doing? Good, man. I'm doing well. Iggy T checking in. How are you, Iggy? I hope you had a good one. Ned Lee Mandingo says meow. You know, if you guys are in the chat room, I would love to hear what you did over the weekend. Because I kind of want to live a little vicariously through you. Matter of fact, if you would like to call in, I just want to hear what you did over the weekend. Because I'm only bringing that up because it's like with this new job that I have, and I love it. I am not complaining because guess what? I love the paycheck. I love, and you know what? Hold on. Atomic Citizen, what does he say? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Atomic Citizen says, I can show you what I did, but you have, no, I can't do that. Can't do that at all. But I love this new job. Because radio podcasting is always going to be my passion. It's my passion. I love it. I love it more than it loves me. But this new job, it allows me to be able to help out my mom. It allows me to be able to have freedom. You know how everybody talks about money doesn't buy you happiness? No, it really, really doesn't. Because if you're not a happy person, you're just not going to be happy. But money does give you the freedom to do more things. Bob D says, I got drunk and smoked weed. Well, I can still smoke weed. Have not smoked weed in over a month and a half, people. You know, I've been working, it's going to be coming up pretty soon on a month. I've been working at this new job. You know what? I'm just going to shut the fuck up. But I love this job. So I'm willing to give up stuff. I really, really am. And guess what? I've definitely lost a lot more weight. I'm down to... is it just me? I mean, we all weigh. We always come in a little heavy later in the day. And I'm on that whole intermittent fasting type thing. I don't want anybody to think that I'm into this whole diet plan or some gimmick diet plan at all. No. It all still comes down to burning more calories than you intake. But looking at science, intermittent fasting is the closest thing that I can think of because I don't eat after 8. I don't eat until 11 a.m. the next morning. And when I wake up, I'm always like this morning when I woke up and I weigh myself every morning. I weigh myself once a day. I was 171 today. And I'm over 6 foot tall. Now, I mean, when I was married and stuff, I was really, really skinny. Everybody used to say, talk about, you look a little too skinny. Because I was in the 150s, low 160s. I would bounce back from the low 160s to the high 50 or 150s. And it has been helping me out. This intermittent fasting because you weigh less. And like I said, 171 this morning. And I've still been working out with weights and stuff. And the older I get, when you get rid of that like water weight or extra fat, you do look way better. I almost feel like Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. Because I do look at myself in the mirror a little bit more when I'm looking good. Come on, we've all done that, man or women. Here, so any of the guys, I would like, when you are in really good shape, you do admire yourself in the bathroom mirror, correct? And I think Iggy T might be in here. Iggy, do women do that? When women look and feel good about themselves, they think that they're skinny and stuff. Do women... like, look at themselves in the mirror completely nude, as well as men. I know men do it all the time. Men definitely do it all the time, because men do. It's all about our animal instinct. Because a lot of people forget about, we're nothing but animals. We are. And, we, as animals, we want to attract females, the opposite sex, we all want to do that. We do. I mean, look at the animal kingdom. I mean, if you look at a lot of the male species, they are very, very colorful. They're attractive. And then you look at the female. See, that's the bad thing. That's a great thing about being a woman and a human at the same time. Like, you can look in the mirror and admire yourself. Of course you can. Of course you can. But for the most part, in the animal kingdom, The females get the short end of the stick. If I'm just being, I am, look at lions. The male lions, big, long, beautiful mane off of their heads. And the females, look at the peacocks. Big, beautiful feathers and everything. And if you look at the peahens, they don't have those big, beautiful feathers like the males do. I know that I've gone off on a way big tangent and everything, but I mean, it is a Monday. I didn't do Friday show and stuff. So I do apologize. But this weekend, I really didn't do much of anything. I did a lot of trying to tie up loose ends, take care of things that I didn't get done during the week because I'm still trying to get used to the schedule and stuff. I did go see Jurassic Park. Jurassic World Dominion. And a lot of people are hating on it. And I always have a hard time giving movie reviews and stuff, but I will say this about the latest Jurassic Park movie. Nothing is ever going to beat the first Jurassic Park. The first Jurassic Park was just groundbreaking. It really, really was. I've talked about this a lot where some special effects, CGI, whatever it may be, doesn't hold up. You'll watch a movie in about 5 or even 10 years later. It just does not seem as good as what you thought it was when you originally watched it. But that first Jurassic Park, how they did that movie, it had the perfect mixture of special effects and drama. It was so good. Fish on Jay writes, yeah, I saw Jurassic World on Saturday. It was okay. Okay, Jason, let's talk about that because that's what I wanted to talk about after seeing that movie. Because I've already said this. That first Jurassic Park movie was groundbreaking. Everything after it was going to not be able to compare to what the original, the OG was. It's impossible. It's impossible because we're all nostalgic. We all love nostalgia. We do. And we remember things as when we're growing up and stuff. And that movie, it just has it. I will put that scene, that original scene in the first movie, when the T-Rex comes out of the cage, you know, the one where they had the goat in, and then you had the kids, the suspense. Do you know how many movies have ripped off Jurassic Park with that cup of water vibrating? You know, every time the T-Rex stepped, you see that vibration in the water. There are so many parody movies and stuff that have absolutely ripped that off. And the other thing, it had the drama, but Steven motherfucking Spielberg directed that. Spielberg loved to use practical effects. I mean, Fish on Jay says it perfectly. It just had that it factor. Like, we had never, ever seen anything like that. And probably a lot of you have not gone back. Have not gone back and watched that scene that I'm talking about. Where you got the insurance guy in one car with John Hammond's grandkids in one car, and then you had Dr. Ian Malcolm and Alan Grant in the other one. That T-Rex coming out, that whole thing of, you know, don't move, the T-Rex. That's the other thing. Is that made up? Is that made up about the T-Rex? It hunts by movement. How do paleontologists, how do scientists know that a T-Rex hunts only by movement? And if that's not true, I mean, that is a great thing to write into the story. That scene with the T-Rex originally is some of the best mixture of special effects, drama, and writing. And I don't want to ruin anything about Jurassic Park Dominion, but I will say this. If you love the first movie, you will like this. You might not love it, but you're going to like it on the nostalgia alone. Because it was the first time that the original cast was all together on screen since the first movie. Because you got to remember, second movie only had Jeff Goldblum. Third movie had the guy that plays Alan Grant, and you had Laura Dern. Why can I not remember the guy's name? Fish on J, hold on, let me read this. Fish on J writes, I used the water in the cup technique to know when my overweight math teacher was coming. But, I mean, that is why the original Jurassic Park was so good, because that is an iconic scene that gets referenced a lot, Fish on J. But you're going to want to see this, because just some of the callbacks, and I'm not even talking about vocal callbacks and stuff. So what I'm trying to say is just all visual and action stuff that happened that you're like, oh my God, I saw this in the first movie. Toastmaster, lions have poor vision but see movement, so they probably based it on that. I mean, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. How can paleontologists know that T-Rex only hunted by movement? But, I mean, it does make sense. It really does. Iggy T, why are you saying laughing my ass off? All right, so I do have an interview coming up, but I do want to play this one story. I do not know how does this happen? Seriously. This kid dying from lice infuriates me. Oh, wow. David Rivera. Man, David, I can't thank you enough for helping me out as much as you do. And I really appreciate it. Semper Fi, my friend, David Rivera. David, you know, Sunday morning, I watched Full Metal Jacket. Because sometimes, like, when I'm looking for something to watch, that I'll go back and watch old movies. Vincent D'Onofrio in Full Metal Jacket was... I don't know if he was nominated for an Oscar for that role in Full Metal Jacket where he played Private Pyle. But man, oh man, holy crap. It's really, really good. I thought that Full Metal Jacket, my God, Stanley Kubrick nailed it in my opinion. But I mean, I'm just from my point of view. I was never in the Marines and stuff. But this is a story. It really pisses me off. What the fuck is wrong with people?
Nine on Your Side's Craig Smith reports on the new charges against Sandra Krakovich and her mother.
child abuse charges hit in late
March. Look at this guy. What up, Grandpa? All right, I'm not trying to be mean.
March against Sandra Krakovich and her mother, the child's grandmother, Elizabeth Krakovich. Now investigators have decided the charge against both of them should be murder.
And it should be. It should be. As a parent, it is your job. It is your job. Now, you could be poor and stuff, but if you listen to the story, they lived in a gated community and stuff. So there's no excuse. You can't say, oh, we didn't have the money to take her to the doctor. We didn't have the money to go get this kid medicated shampoo to handle this. This story is going to absolutely piss you guys off.
The 9-year-old girl died behind the walls of this gated community. Her name has not been released. After 911 was called, first responders reported a large amount of bugs began to cover her face. Upon closer inspection, it was discovered there was an enormous amount of lice in her hair.
Guys, I think that is just something. That's just something we all deal with as kids. Lice. Because as a young kid, you're exposed to other people, other kids, everything, whatever it may be. But, and growing up as a kid, I'm saying we were poor, but I mean, my parents were smart with their money and stuff, but Jesus Christ almighty. Do you realize how bad a lice infestation has to be for it to actually kill somebody? Iggy T writes, that is so sad. I can't even imagine doing this to a child. Well, Toastmaster, you're very fortunate. I know, and a lot of people look at lice as a poor person or a poor people thing. It's not. Because if your kid goes to public school, they're going to be exposed to all that type of stuff. Lice is not a poor people problem.
The lice may figure into why the girl did not receive medical care in time to save her. Court reports from the original child abuse charge say the child's mother reported the child had anemia, vomiting, fever, headaches, and had trouble keeping her balance.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you get to the first two, anemia and vomiting, bet your ass I'm taking... Look, I will go to the... Toastmaster, I got to debate you on this, Toastmaster. Toastmaster says poor hygiene problem. No, it's not. It's not. I took a bath every night and every morning. And I had lice at least two times when I was a kid. Lice is not a hygiene problem. It's not. You could be the cleanest person in the world, and guess what? You can still get lice. Lice is not like they go to people that don't bathe themselves. Toastmaster, I know that you've never had it, so I'm not, like, chastising you or anything, but lice is not a hygiene problem. It just isn't. Matter of fact, if I'm being honest, everybody wants to say that roaches and stuff is a people that don't keep a clean house. Yeah, it does help you to keep a clean house, but guess what? Especially here in Florida, you're going to have roaches. I mean, it's damn near impossible not to have roaches. And a lot of people, you could keep the cleanest house in the world. Well, I mean, Toastmaster, you can have the cleanest head in the world. If your child is near another child that has lice and stuff. Iggy T, it's not a hygiene problem. It's not. I never had lice either, but definitely not a hygiene problem. It's not. No, and fish on Jay. Roaches, palmetto bugs, spiders, you can't get away from them. And Michael Rucker, I mean, then you're fortunate. Michael, can I ask where you live at? Because I will be shocked if you live in the state of Florida and you've never, ever had a roach at all. Michael, here, never had roaches. Michael, if you do live in Florida, so you're in Charleston. Okay. Well, it's just something about living in Florida because we don't get that cold. A lot of the cold weather will kill off a lot of bugs and stuff. But here in Florida, I don't care how clean you keep your house. If you don't get it fumigated or protected by a, you know, like any of those pest control people, yeah, you're going to, every once in a while, you're going to see a roach come in. I don't care how like clean you keep it. It's just not going to happen. I mean, that's the thing about living here in Florida. I got to get through this story because I got an interview coming up.
Text messages police found in Sandra Krakovich's phone indicate she knew the child was seriously ill. Investigators report texts from Sandra Krakovich reporting the child is sick, and also texts from Sandra Krakovich's boyfriend and grandmother saying the child needs treatment.
Okay, so that is where I have a problem. Even though this country does not have universal health care, if you bring a child that is having a lot of problems to the emergency room, they're going to take care of that kid. They're not going to turn that kid away if it is as bad as this news report says. They're just not going to do it because they're going to be upheld with a lawsuit. Also, at the same time, who gives a fuck? A lot of people are like, oh, I don't have the money for it. Oh, it's going to ruin my credit. I, as far as I know, I don't think medical bills can really screw with your credit. I could be wrong. I really, really could be wrong. And if it can, at the very, very minimal, if we don't have like insurance here in this country, I really don't think medical bills should like harm somebody's credit. But you know what? Fuck credit. If I was a parent, which I'll never be, I wanted to be, but it's not in the cards for me. If I had a sick kid, bet your ass I'm gonna go to the hospital. And I don't care if it dings my credit or not. I'm gonna do it. I'm going to do it. And for all these text messages to be found that they knew something was wrong, yeah, they are negligent. They should have done something, but guess what? They're irresponsible. And I'll almost guarantee you, if you look back on it, I'm sure that I don't want to judge.
The grandmother, Elizabeth Krakovich, complained she's left to care for the girl and Sandra's other children. She threatens to call 911 for the child, but does not, and makes what may be a reference to the headlights when she texts, "Can't go to the ER with her hair, but that's left to me because you're not home."
So was that, I think that was the grandmother. I'm sorry. What is wrong with people? What, like, seriously? I just don't get it. I don't know everybody's story and stuff, but just do the right thing. I'm not trying to quote Spike Lee's, oh, I need to get into that. I also watched another old movie this weekend, Spike Lee's Old Boy. Holy shit. I watched that movie, Old Boy. I know it's a remake of like some movie from Asia and stuff. But that movie, Old Boy, was really, really, I mean, that movie traumatized me. That Spike Lee did. Old Boy. I don't know if any of you guys have seen it, but and it's not over the top gory or anything, but the twist and the psychological brain like effing you. Like basically Spike Lee took his penis and had sex with your mind on that. Cause I never saw that coming. Matter of fact, I'll just be straightforward with you. Old Boy, Spike Lee's Old Boy, I know it's a remake. That's just the one that I watched. Was a better twist than Sixth Sense. I don't know. Maybe I just was not paying attention, but I did not see that coming.
Questioned by police, Sandra Krakovich admitted if she had sought medical care, girl would probably still be alive. She recognized she should have sought medical care for the girl, but admitted she did not because of the lice infestation. The girl's autopsy says she died of anemia connected to an infection from lice infestation and that malnutrition contributed to her death. Case documents say the child's grandmother, Elizabeth Krakovich, also provided much of the care. Now she is also facing first-degree murder charges along with the previous child abuse charges. Craig Smith, KGUN 9, on your side.
Man, that mother and grandmother, just lock them away. Holy crap. I think I'm going to get another no-show tonight with the guest. I just... You know, like, once again, this is just another case of just little bitty small things. Like, I know logically, I'm a very logical person. And I know that this should just, like, I should just roll with the punches and stuff. But come on, man. And I really would like to hear from you guys. Because I believe, you know what, Fish on Jay, or anybody, any of the regulars, I need you. Just call in, because I want to get what I should do with these people. Because if you're going to book time on my show, and I'm helping you out, and I schedule my show. I don't over prep it. I don't have any pre-interviews or anything like that. But if I block out a certain amount of time for you, your ass better show up. And I know that I should let it go. But also at the same time, if you promise me and you tell me that you're going to be on my show, I also think that I should be able to talk shit about you. I should be able to talk about whatever project you're working on. Because there's a lot of times that I'll book a guest. And the person is just absolutely a treat to talk about. I enjoy talking. I just enjoy talking to people that are just good people. I do have a call coming in. Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Hey Pat, what's up? It's Fish, bro.
Yeah. So, Jason, what should I do with these people that, you know, like, I'm not saying like I'm the biggest show to be on, but let's be honest, some of the guests that I have on the show aren't the biggest in the world. I'm not saying anything bad about the guests and everything that come on my show, but you know, if you are going to book time, and I do plan out my shows for the most part, and you're not going to show up, like, what should I do? Should I just let it go, not give them another second of my time, or kind of, you know, talk shit about them?
Well, I would say just let it go.
Yeah.
Just let it go. Because, you know, and the one thing you don't want to do is no more bridges to be burned.
Oh, well, listen, this person can't do a goddamn thing for me. But at the same time, it's just like, where did people lose their... Okay, and Iggy T even says, I agree, Fish on Jay. You guys are all right. And you guys are. I should not give... Because even me talking trash about this person, and I'm not going to mention their name, it's they're still getting promotion on my show, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course. And I say, you know what? Be the bigger man, which you are, and you've grown so much throughout the years. You become a much better person.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Just let it go, and just let life handle them.
Hey.
You know, what goes wrong comes around. That's the old thing. You know what I'm saying? You can get a ton more guests. You've had some great guests on the show. So you know what? Just let it go.
But
and move on.
But Jason, though, at the same time, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. At the same time, this person took a spot that somebody else could have had. Do you get what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to say like, oh, I'm so popular that people are on a waiting list or anything. But somebody that actually cared, somebody that was actually a decent person, could have had this spot tonight.
You know, you can let that person know. You definitely could let that person know that they disappointed you and they disappointed all the people that they were waiting for the guest. You can do it professionally and just let them know how you feel. But, you know, we don't want to go ahead and bash people. And
no, you're right.
There's enough negativity in the world.
Oh, no.
Let's not, you know, build it up.
No, you're right. But also at the same time, even if I bash them, they're still going to, because you know people that are watching this, they'll still Google the person I'm talking about and stuff, still check out their stuff. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I think you're right. All right, so real quick, the latest Jurassic Park. Was I right by talking about the nostalgia factor, though? Like, there were so many things that were not vocally said, but visual things that happened that were callbacks to the original movie. Did you see any of those?
I did, and I'm not gonna say.
Oh, here I can be vague. You can say yes or no, but I'll be vague. Like, Jeff Goldblum holding fire. Like, you know what I'm talking. I mean, that was one. I mean, there were so many callbacks. Like, Lord Dern trying to reconnect things. You know what I'm talking about? That was a recall.
Yep.
Yeah. So I wasn't
certain
wrong.
Phrases.
Yeah. So there was a lot of like little things that if you're a fan of the original Jurassic Park, that would have been very apparent to you, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, the first Jurassic Park, the original, was the it factor, and nothing can ever replace that movie.
And do you agree with me when I said that, you know, some CGI, when you watch it originally, you're like, oh, man, that's good. But when you go back and watch it, you're like, oh, man, that was really bad. What? Jurassic Park holds up, though, I think.
I think Jurassic Park, the CGI there, holds up to me, I think, almost as good or maybe a little better than what Jurassic Park had now.
Do you know why? Okay, so I was doing a little bit of research on that. The reason they originally wanted to do that T-Rex scene during the daytime, but they decided to do it at nighttime because it's easier to hide things. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why they did that. And if you see, like, originally when that T-Rex in the first Jurassic Park is sticking his head and part of his body out of the shrubbery, the jungle type thing, that none of that is CGI. That is all practical effects. Like, what you see is what you get.
The best effects money can buy, with the most brilliant of minds that had the heart to make it look as real as possible. I think that's a big difference from movies then and movies now.
Yeah. All right, Fitch on J-Man, I appreciate you calling in and everything. I think you're right. I'll move on from, I'm not going to give that guy any attention.
This is a brand new, bigger title.
All right,
we're
man.
Moving on.
Oh, hey, quick question, because I'm going to talk about it. Did you hear my phone call in to Bubba 199 on Friday night?
Someone went ahead and messaged me about it. I have to go ahead. I have to check that out.
Gotta tell you, Bubba was extremely nice to me. Like I got some good feedback from people, and you know, for the most part, like I got some good laughs out of Bubba from being on there. So, if nothing comes from it, that's okay. I enjoyed being able to talk to Bubba and stuff. He was extremely nice and everything. So, for the most part, I mean, it was a good thing for my mental health, my well-being and stuff. So, like, I can't say anything bad.
You know what? You know, go ahead and talk to me privately about that sometime during the week.
I will, man. All right, Fish on Jay. I hope you have a great night, okay?
Yeah, man. Same here.
Oh man, I hung up on him early. No, Iggy T, I'll talk to you because I mean we I don't even know. Like, I mean, we DM, and I don't want anybody to think anything's going on. But I talked to Iggy privately. I'll fill you in on everything, Iggy. I just don't want to bring everybody down with even more stuff. But, no, that wasn't the reason. I just have had a bad, the past week in general. It's like nothing really, really bad has happened at all. It's just a never-ending accumulation of little things. Like, I just can't catch a break. I'm always going to do something that I shoot myself in the foot, or just some dumb-ass thing that I do, or just life in general. It's just a buildup. It's just an accumulation of everything. It's just a bunch of small things, and it's just like, when am I going to get a break? Like, when am I going to have a little bit of a winning streak? And that's it. You know, for the most part, things are going really, really good for me, and it's just a little bit of everything, and it's just building and building and building. And that's it. Overall, like, a lot of people would look from the outside in, they'd be like, what the fuck are you, the fuck are you bitching about, Tuttle? There's a lot of people that are having way worse problems than you, but guess what? I live in my own reality, and I think a lot of people, I'm Bobby D, mwah, and the Artie, see, that's why. You, I mean, Bob D, that's one of the reasons I don't even like talking about this stuff, but look, overall, I'm fortunate to have the job that I have right now. Once again, money doesn't buy you happiness, but it buys you freedom. It buys you to be able to do more things. And I'm saving up a lot. Put money away, more money than I've ever put away. So, I can't complain. Could things be better? Yes, they could be. Have they been worse? Yes, most definitely they've been worse. So, like, but you're also listening to somebody that's a diagnosed bipolar manic depressive. And a lot of people say that I should not even talk about this stuff. But you know what? I'm always open and honest. I've never, ever been violent to anybody in my life. Like, I've defended myself. You know, at the beginning of 2020, when I was trying to turn things around, you know how many people, because I've been on dating apps and stuff. You know, a lot of guys like to hide things. A lot of guys like to just be all smoke and mirrors. And I've done that before. I have. I've done it. All guys have done it. And you know what? Women do it as well, too. But I would rather be just open and honest up front to people instead of putting time and investment and falling for somebody or creating a friendship and losing that or falling in love with somebody and then losing that because you weren't open up front. And I have. When I, you know, after I got sober and, you know, what happened to me when I tried to harm myself, once again, never, ever, ever have tried to be violent to anybody else. Now, defending myself, yes, I have. How many of you think that I've never been in a fight before? Because I have. But I avoid conflict at all possibilities. I just avoid it. But since the beginning of 2020, when I tried to make all these life improvements, I made a promise to myself that I'm going to be honest to a fault. At the beginning of it, I waited like a week or two into it, but there was a couple of women that I kind of liked that we hung out a couple of times. And then I was honest about what happened to me, you know, how I tried to harm myself. And it was like whiplash. They completely cut it off. But also, you got to realize this is something new. I was married for, you know, I was married in my, you know, mid to late 20s until about mid to late 30s. And I didn't do the whole dating thing. And getting in your mid to late 30s, if you're single, you're going to meet a lot of women that are single moms that have kids. And when I'm open and honest about this, Bob D, I'm being upfront. Like, I mean, I'm just being honest. I hope you're just joking. I hope, like, you are not. Bob D, do you hate me for talking about this? Because if you do, like, I'll try to get off of other things. I'm not complaining. I'm just being open and honest about this stuff. If you think this is bad, Bob D, let me know. If you think this is bad content, let me know. But I can't be mad at a single mom that freaks out talking to a guy that was in the hospital or whatever it may be. I cannot be mad at them because guess what? They need to do what's best for their kids and stuff. So I was never mad at any of these women. But guess what? I'm glad I was up front. Think about if I would have put that time and effort into getting to know somebody and I maybe caught feelings or something and they just were like, fuck off. All right. Thank you, Bob D. But like, I don't know. I've just been open and honest. I did want to talk about this story before I went. If you're going to rob banks and you're a rapper, probably shouldn't rap about it. Seriously. I'm just being upfront. I'm not trying to be rude.
Exclusive, a YouTuber who raps about robbing banks, now arrested, accused of robbing one.
And this story just makes you shake your head.
I just don't get it. I don't.
Four people from Houston are in jail in Tennessee, accused of robbing an ATM technician at gun.
And by the way, if anybody wants to come at me and say, "Hey, Toto, you're being racist." No, I'm not being racist. If this was you know what? Well, here, the gentleman that was robbing banks and was rapping about it was African American. But guess what? I would have the same exact opinion if this was some Eminem looking white dude that was robbing banks and rapping about it.
And Fox 26's Matthew Seedorf sharing this story for us tonight. It's one you'll see only here on Fox. And Matthew, we know one of the guys raps about robbing ATMs. Crazy.
That's right, Jonathan. Just bizarre. He has a video on YouTube with a song called Make It Home where
he
raps about robbing banks outside of the state and getting back to Houston. But this time, police stop him before he gets back here.
Make it home. You could get away with it. I mean, he's lighting a blunt at the beginning of this video, but you could always say, oh, that was tobacco in there. It was tobacco.
In a now ironic YouTube music video, rapper 213 Jug God can be seen.
213 Jug God. All right, well, also, another smart thing. You might not want to give out your area code if you're rapping about crimes that you're committing. Seriously. And you know what? I was thinking about this when the beginning of that played after I made that statement. Isn't it sad that we're living in a world where I gotta cover my own ass? I've done stuff in my radio past that could be considered insensitive and stuff. I know that. I'm not gonna like defend that at all. But I was young. I was trying to impress people, and I was just stupid. But it sucks that I got to defend myself by saying, "Oh yeah, I would be talking about this if it was any rapper, no matter African American or Caucasian. I don't even care if it was Asian. I shouldn't have to do that." But that's the world we're living in, and I get it. I get it. Because I'm, you know what? Even when you say you're not racist, people look, "Oh, well, you know, you're having to cover your own ass here." No, I just, it with cancel culture, even if you're on the side of good, you'll still get canceled.
With a gun on his waist.
Because we can't let you lose control.
Robbing banks.
See, that is the other thing. Hey, buddy, I don't know if, your parole officer told you, but when you're a convicted felon, you cannot own a gun. Even if it's in a rap video or a music video in general, you just can't. You can't be around guns in general. Jesus, man.
Out of state, praying he makes it home.
Damn, what's taking long?
On Tuesday, the rapper, along with these three others from Houston, were arrested out of state near Nashville, Tennessee, accused of robbing an ATM technician at gunpoint.
Man, that's a lot of... That's stacks on stacks on stacks.
If you're going to rap about it and then turn around and be about it and you get caught, that's on you. You shouldn't do stupid crap. And you definitely shouldn't violate the law and talk about it.
Police found these stacks.
Thank you, Brad's mom.
Stacks of cash with Darius Dugas, Sasandre Dugas, Christopher Alton, and with Dijon Riley, also known as 213 Jug God. The rap name, possibly in reference to jugging, when burglars follow unsuspecting people home.
All right. See, now, I think that I'm pretty, even though I'm in my 40s, that I I have a pretty good grasp on just like slang and lingo, all the cool hip. See, I even sound ridiculous when I say hip. Anyways, I'm just talking about like current lingo across everybody. I'm talking about everybody in the world, just people in general. I got a pretty good grasp on lingo. Never heard of jugging. I guess, you know, jugging is you wait for people to go to the bank, look for people that are pulling out large amounts of money, and you just follow them home. So not only are you rapping about it, not only are you shooting rap videos where, you know, you're a felon and you're carrying a gun and stuff. And you know what? If this guy gets out, I guarantee you that he's going to get a music contract. He will come out of jail more popular than what he was before this.
Home from banks or malls to steal.
They want to glorify the fact that they're criminals. And that saddens me because we have all these kids watching this and they're glorifying it and these kids look up to them. It's dumb. These guys are dumb. They deserve to be tossed under the jail just for being dumb.
All right. Well, you would think that our law enforcement would be more eloquent when speaking instead of using the word dumb, dumb, dumb. Ugh. You have to use dumb 3 times in like a matter of like 5 seconds. Twist it. Toss in jail for being dumb, huh? It's just dumb, dumb, dumb.
Online criminal records revealed Darius Dugas and Wadijan Riley were out of jail on felony bonds, both arrested several times before.
Convicted felons
are just dumb.
Videos.
They're dumb. They're music videos. Iggy T. Unless he snitches like Tekashi 69, then no, he won't be popular if he gets out. Yeah, you're right. But guess what, Iggy T? Well, I also think that Tekashi is, showing out with fake money. I see a lot of his videos and I'm like, fake money, fake money, fake money, prop money. And that is the worst thing you can do, is show out with fake money. I remember one of the like most angriest times Bubba got at B-Fud. When B-Fud got one of his first paychecks from the BRN, I guess B-Fud had went on Google and like gotten a picture of somebody laying a bunch of hundreds out on a bed. And B-Fud said, "Oh, look who just got paid." That is the worst thing you can do, to show out. Show that I'm keeping large amounts of cash on me, because you're going to get robbed. Number two, if you're showing out with fake money, you're going to get robbed. And guess what? The people robbing you are going to be even more pissed when they find out the money you've been flashing is fake. Don't do that, people. Just don't do it.
With guns. How dumb is that? That right there is enough to get them charged again.
Dumb.
And if they do something like that.
Getting this money, we just praying that we make it home.
And the sad thing is that I'm probably going to get demonetized for today's show because I played this music. This demonetization on all these platforms is getting really ridiculous. I'll get into that on another show, but, and this is the news. I'm playing a news story, and I almost guarantee you that I will get demonetized.
Make It Home music video now gaining views after the arrest.
We just praying that we make it home.
Yeah, definitely getting demonetized.
Person commenting, looks like you didn't make it home. These four people from Houston now face federal charges. I'm told the FBI is now investigating to see if they've committed
I just read what Baba the Goats didn't think Bigfoot was smart enough to do something like that. I love Bigfoot, though. I really do.
More robberies before. We're live in Houston tonight. Matthew Seedorf, Fox 26 News.
All right, so I got one last story, and then I'm going to get out of here. You guys remember about maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I played a story about a district attorney that suggested that the owner of a dog have its pet's vocal cords removed just because it was barking a little bit. And just to let you know, it's not, I mean, a lot of people have dogs around there. Not like a real, like, where the houses are on top of everybody. Well, that district attorney got fired.
It's not an update to a story we brought you last week. A Graham County assistant district attorney is no longer with the DA's office.
Good. I don't know if he quit. I don't know, like, if his bosses or something was like, no, we can't have that. Because I think what this district attorney did was just unacceptable. I mean, there's a couple of things I would never do. I would never, ever, I think it's animal cruelty to remove a dog's vocal cords. And since I'm becoming that crazy cat dude, I would never, I think it's cruel to remove a cat's claws. Seriously, it is. I mean, you're removing a dog's voice, which dogs use their voice to, you know, avoid confrontation. And they'll bark. They try to intimidate with their bark and their voice and everything. And then the people that remove cat's claws, and then if it's an inside cat, I still think you're a son of a bitch that if you remove a cat's claws, but you're just a whole type of different level asshole. If you remove a cat's claws and then pet it outside or let it outside, that is a cat's defense mechanism. That's a cat's way to avoid conflict by climbing up a tree or whatever it may be. And I'm glad that this guy got fired. I really, really do.
After suggesting a dog's vocal cords be surgically removed, district attorney asked.
And look at that dog. That is a sweet-looking dog. What is wrong with people? And you know what? The people that probably complained about this were old, rich dickheads. They were old, rich dickheads. This dog, I'm telling you right now, they're... Cars make more loud noises than a dog's bark.
Welch said that employee no longer works for the office. In a statement, she says, quote, I do not condone, support, or approve.
See, now, this is a lot of politicians covering their ass and stuff. Look at that dog. You're going to No. And I'm glad that this owner stood up. If you don't recall the story, the owner was like, no way, I'm not doing it. I will pay it. Or I'll fight it in court. And good for him. How could you remove that dog's vocal cords?
Proof of his suggestion. Welch confirmed the lawyer made the suggestion in a case involving a 7-year-old Great Pyrenees. His barking violated a Robbinsville City Noise Ordinance multiple times.
That's why I hate all politicians. That's why I'm not affiliated with any political party. They all suck. No matter what, they all suck. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.